Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
It is Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes filling in for the vacationing Tony Bruschi. He will be back on, he'll be back next week. I don't know what day it is. I don't know. It's Friday morning. We record this about 12 hours before. So when you're listening to this, it'll be Friday morning. I've been thinking it's the wrong day all week. So who cares?
I have too.
And it should be Thanksgiving this week.
Yeah. And Thanksgiving's next week. And then I don't know. I'm confused because it doesn't seem like it should be Thanksgiving. So.
Well, but here's the thing. And this is totally off topic of anything we're going to talk about. But hasn't it always been that Thanksgiving is the third Thursday of November?
It's the last Thursday of November.
I know. I don't want to hear that because brain, it's the third Thursday.
I'm really, so I'm you know so what? Screwed up. You know what? Then you missed it because that would have been yesterday.
So I
did
don't
you
know.
Notice that there was no parades or anything going on yesterday?
No, there's nothing. It's just what's happening in my world. I'm actually, this doesn't have a lot to do with murder, but when is Thanksgiving? I understand. I know it's next Thursday, but
it's the last Thursday.
It's mm-hmm. always.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah. According to Wikipedia, it's the fourth Thursday in November. So where have I been living for the last so many years?
Well, math isn't your thing.
That's a scary thought. I used to be a vet nurse, so that's terrifying.
No, I think because I guess it's possible there could be a fifth Thursday in the month, depending on the calendar. So I guess I've always thought of it as the last Thursday of the month, but that kind of makes some sense.
President Roosevelt solidified back in 1939 that it is the fourth Thursday. So for those of you who are out there, however you listen to our podcast and you're like screaming at your device going, "Hey, idiot," forgive me.
Wow. I love that goes back to President Roosevelt times.
Gosh. Well, I wasn't alive then, so I don't have an excuse, but whatevs. Oh my goodness. That's a lot for me to process. So anywho, moving on, something that we do need to talk about is Brian Koberger. And sometimes Brian Koberger is not in the news at all. We don't hear about him for weeks and weeks. And then he's in the news and it's a big, big effing story. And today is a big story. They have now decided that, yes, he can face the death penalty if convicted. This came down yesterday. His defense team had argued to exclude the death penalty as a potential sentence, but their motions were denied. One of the big sticking points is that in Idaho, it's not just lethal injection. They have instituted that you can actually use a firing squad.
That just seems so 1800s to me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. my big concern is there's several people who end up doing a firing squad. It's not just one person because they don't want it the burden on one person. So there's several, just like in electric chair, where there's several people who are pushing a button. Nobody knows which button actually did it. So that's how they do a firing squad. Nobody really knows who's got the real bullet, who really hit him, that kind of thing. But, you know, say it's 5 or 10 people, those people are going to be affected saying in their brains, I've killed somebody.
I would think so.
I would.
You know, and I also do think it would be tough to be an executioner, you know, even in a lethal injection case. But it just seems kind of barbaric. And I don't know that, you know, lethal injection is any better, but that just surprises me that you could still use a firing squad.
I'd like to think, and I don't want to trigger anybody and make anybody sad here. You know, we're talking about death and murder. Of course, we should be, you know, people should be sad, but we get a little immune to it at times. But I worked in the veterinary profession for 8 years, and I've, under the supervision of a veterinarian, I've euthanized pets. And if it's done properly, it's peaceful. I mean, horrifically sad, but if it's done right, there's no pain to it because you sedate them beforehand. I think in the human realm, they sedate them. It's not just, oh, you're dead. Sorry. Bye. I don't know that. I've never looked into the process for humans, but I do know what part of the issue is the scarcity of the lethal injection drug. And I'm not exactly sure why. The veterinary profession does not have that issue. But what I do know is that the drug that's used in for animals is not approved for human use. It's not approved by the FDA, which surprises me because ultimately that drug is to kill people. It's for death. So why does it need to be approved? It's not like you're going to test it out, you know, and go, oh, yep, it works. I don't know. It's just a weird thing to me. I would rather, if I were on death row, I'd rather have, can you go over to the vet's office and pick up that drug? Because I'd rather have that than be shot.
Now, is this something that the families were consulted about? Like, they want the death penalty, or has that even information? Is that information even out there?
To my knowledge, they do. They want justice served. They want, and they want it done swiftly. Now, I think I read yesterday that Brian Koberger's mom is not okay with the firing squad and death penalty.
No, that's her kid. No matter what he did, it's still her kid.
But what's interesting to me is that his family's been really quiet. They haven't shown up to the hearings. We haven't seen them. And it just surprises me. It just surprises me. I would think they would be there. I don't know.
That's a tough one, because if your kid is accused of this horrific murders, and they don't live there in Idaho, do they? Do they live across the country?
No. They are, I believe it's Pennsylvania.
So it would be a lot for them to get there. I don't know. Maybe when the actual trial comes along, they'll be there. But it would be hard. You know, you want to support your kid. Do you want to support your kid in a murder trial? I don't know how I would feel. I know I would have feelings about my kid getting shot in a firing squad or put to death. I would definitely have feelings about that. But, you know, if this is what he did, you know, I just worry about the families with death penalty cases, because so often those are drug out forever and they get so many other appeals because it's a death penalty case. They get so many other avenues to, you know, hearings and things. It just seems like it would just drag out for the families forever, because in Kansas, we have the death penalty. There have been people sentenced to death, but there haven't been any executions, I don't know, in how long, like probably since the 70s or something. So these people are sitting on death row for years and years and years, And then because they're on death row, it just seems like there's this continuous appeal thing going on and just dragging the families through this every time.
Absolutely.
Is it better to just go life in jail and lock them up and never hear from them again?
That's how I would rather see it. I mean, just put him away. If he ends up being guilty, you know, that's for a different discussion, but just put him away and be done. I understand it costs money, but it also costs a lot of money to be on death row. And if you do end up having to have him before a firing squad, again, my concern is for the survivors, the people who have to clean up after they've shot somebody, who have to actually do the pulling of the triggers. I mean, do we want people to be more traumatized? I mean, this community was already traumatized by what happened. Do we need to make it worse? I don't know.
And when is the trial scheduled for this? Or have they set the date? Do you know?
August 2025. But that's, you know, with the star next to it, because who knows what's going to happen between now and then. I have a hard time believing that it's going to happen next August. It's going to be one of the highest profile trials lengthy months. This trial is going to go on for months.
But you know what? I totally get why people would want to put him to death with what he's accused of doing.
Yep.
I can't argue that.
No, I guess I can't either. But, you know, we're bordering on cruel and unusual punishment for somebody who did something cruel and unusual. Is it the eye for an eye concept? Is that where we are? Maybe. I don't know. I'm so torn. Sometimes I'm like, just take him down, be done. Put him in jail. Let one of the other, I mean, Tony's always big on this, like let one of the other inmates take care of justice for us. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. But now he can face the death penalty. It's on the table.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.